So that is why yoga has a huge potential and huge chances of getting in all around. But at the same time, when like how the it comes in a Spider-Man movie, when it was said like with great power comes great responsibility.
Ooh, love it.
So with this yoga, with great qualities and its abundance and its ability to merge with all the modalities, with all the therapies, and it can be used in many ways, it also gives some concerns to get that. And since the yoga day, International Yoga Day, is celebrated, people want to use this term yoga in everything. And whether it is something not related with yoga, it is being made yoga. So that is the concern that we have at present moment. And a lot of aspects in cultural appropriation or cultural misappropriation happen. And I have an opportunity to work with the ideas of cultural appropriation and misappropriation appreciation. And Yogacharini Padma and Yogacharini Malini, they worked with Dr. Ananda Bal Yogi Bhavnani ji, and they had made a very compiled a very interesting, in that it talks about the terms that we use. But the people nowadays don't want to use Sanskrit as the language of yoga. So yoga as a word, like, it has three meanings actually. Yoge, yuj, sanyaman, yuj, samadho, means union. It is like a samadhi, the other meaning. And the other meaning is the sanyam, the to have the dharana, dhyana, samadhi. So they are, when come together, when we are balanced in a way, so it is sanyam itself in that way. So it has three meanings. Union and samadhi are taken together. So in terms of yoga that we have from our ancient rishis or the sages, it meant only the samadhi. The real objective of yoga is always samadhi. I should not tell it in the way it is in this way, that the real purpose was never the health. Health was never the purpose of yoga. It was always the transcendence. It was always the samadhi state, the kaivalya, the nirvana, if you can understand in that way. So that was the actual objective. So yoga is a term which is a Sanskrit term, and today we are de-Sanskritizing the yoga. So we don't want to use Sanskrit terms in yoga. So that is actually one of the concerns. And also, like, for example, there is a posture, and posture is also not exactly the term which resembles the term asana. Asana, when it is defined, it is said is sthiram sukham asanam, and the result of asana is tato dvandva anabhigata. So what it means, like, when you are in a steady posture, you are in tune with your own self. So asana is not equal to the posture, using the term in that way. So not all the Sanskrit terms can be translated. So that is one thing that is concerned. In that way, like in asana, there is a asana called Nataraja asana. And the Nataraja asana is defined from the Lord Shiva. He has done the cosmic dance, and from that, the Nataraja is the Lord of the dance in that way. That is not actually dance, it's the Nataraja. The asana came from that scenario. But when we try to do the postures or the asanas that they are saying, that it is dancer's pose. It is not a dancer, is different, and Nataraja is completely different. So that thing comes up. So this is of a huge concern. And similarly, the postures that we do, the mountain pose that we have, and Meru Asana is there. So it is not exactly the same. So there are different terms that we use in asana, tree pose and Vrikshasana. So they may resemble in that way, but it is not exactly. The Vriksh is like it is the same, but it is not give you the same feeling with that Vriksh and all. So in that way, the terms that are being used, some are used in a little closer to that way, but there are some which are completely away, like the Adho Mukha Shvanasana that were being used. It is Sanskrit term, but also it is not apt as it is. If you take in another way, downward facing dog, and the Meru Asana, if you say, or the Parvatasana, if you say. So downward facing dog and Parvatasana are not at all same. When you can feel with the dog, the term that is being highlighted, and one is the mountain. So you'll get a different picture in that. So these are of concern, the cultural misappropriation or cultural appro. This is cultural misappropriation, where we are trying to keep the yoga, but we are not trying to keep with its roots. We are trying to keep it away from the roots. That is one concern. And there is some places where there is cultural appropriation is there, where, for example, there are a lot of practices that were not being acknowledged. For example, I can just the practices that we do, like the yoga nidra, like it is termed as yoga nidra, just to take the name, but it is not the yoga nidra in many ways. But instead of yoga nidra, just to not to call it as a yoga practice, they can call it something else. There are many terms being used all over the internet. And they're using the same techniques, same practices, but they will not acknowledge the practice. So that not acknowledging is being one of the another concern. And because it sells, it works. So because of that, they want to use it, but they don't want to call it as an yogic practices. So these two aspects are very much of concern. One is cultural misappropriation, where the yoga in terms of the language, in terms of the teaching, in terms of the studying, in terms of the dharmic aspect, and dharma doesn't relate with the religion. Dharma is the dharyati iti dharma, your duties. So what are the duties of being in a yoga?